You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has announced the US will again place economic sanctions on Iran, effectively withdrawing from the 2015 international nuclear deal. Ending days of speculation, Mr. Trump has resisted pressure from US allies in Europe to stick with the agreement.
We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction.
The 2015 deal, worked out by the United States, five other international powers and Iran, eased sanctions on Iran in exchange for the country limiting its nuclear program. It was a move widely seen as a way to stop Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. In President Trump's speech, he complained the agreement does not address Iran's ballistic missile program, its nuclear activities beyond 2025, nor its role in war-torn Syria and Yemen. He says he is willing to negotiate a new deal with Iran.
Iran's leaders will naturally say that they refuse to negotiate a new deal. They refuse. And that's fine. I'd probably say the same thing if I was in their position. But the fact is, they are going to want to make a new and lasting deal, one that benefits all of Iran and the Iranian people. When they do, I am ready, willing, and able. Great things can happen for Iran, and great things can happen for the peace and stability that we all want in the Middle East.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has warned there is only a short time to negotiate with Iran and says his country could soon start enriching uranium more than before. But Mr. Rouhani says he wants the deal to continue with the five remaining countries.
From this moment on, the nuclear agreement is between Iran and five other countries. From now on, five plus one has lost one. And in these circumstances, we have to wait to see how the five other countries will react.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has quickly thrown his support behind President Trump. He says he believes Iran has been hiding nuclear weapons in breach of the agreement.
Israel fully supports President Trump's bold decision today to reject the disastrous nuclear deal with the terrorist regime in Tehran. Israel has opposed the nuclear deal from the start because we said that rather than blocking Iran's path to a bomb, the deal actually paves Iran's path to an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs, and this within a few years' time.
Celebrations erupted across Iran when the deal was signed in 2015. When the sanctions were lifted in January 2016, many Iranians expressed hope of a new era of relations between Iran and the West. Mr. Trump's decision has thrown relations between the United States and Iran back onto the political agenda. The leaders of France, Germany, and Britain have released a joint statement saying they note the US decision with regret and concern. They say the agreement remains important for their joint security. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the EU wants to preserve the deal.
It has been working and it is delivering on its goal, which is guaranteeing that Iran doesn't develop nuclear weapons. The European Union is determined to preserve it. We expect the rest of the international community to continue to do its part to guarantee that it continues to be fully implemented for the sake of our own collective security.
The French, German, and British leaders had tried hard to convince Mr. Trump to preserve the deal. Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.